Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott sat down with President Biden this week to discuss community violence and intervention programming. Kara Williams reports.
Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott was one of many local officials across the country to sit down with President Biden to discuss the rise in violent crimes and the plan to suppress these crimes across the nation. President Biden plans to use the COVID relief fund to invest in community policing. Mayor Brandon Scott spoke on MSNBC about these plans.
Well, just to have a president say that we have to invest in community-based programs to reduce violence is a big start. We have a great program in Baltimore called Safe Streets that has helped neighborhoods that didn't go months without violence to go years without it. We have folks like the folks that We Are Us that are leaving that. We are doing a big 911 diversion program. We have to deal with it on both ends. This can no longer be simply about law enforcement. We have to crack down on that gun trafficking, illegal guns, while simultaneously empowering and communities to build up their efforts to reduce violence. And I think the president has taken a big step, and we look forward to seeing folks support him as we expand that work in Baltimore and throughout the country.
To understand the reason for the surge of violent crimes, Scott explains there is not just one reason for the violence.
Not one thing is driving this violence, but we know that this disease of gun violence has been plaguing Baltimore and cities across the country for longer than I've been alive, and we have to address it.
Scott goes on to say that with partnerships from other jurisdictions, the illegal transport of guns can be stopped. Scott believes reform and actively investing in the communities and holding criminals accountable will help cure the city of the spike in violent crimes. This is Kara Williams reporting for WEAA Radio 88.9 FM.